Everything, eyes on you for a long time. This may sound absurd, but whenever I get near enough, I can't say a mumbling word. I just say,
on you. 101.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeformed Radio, I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Oh, what better way to be celebrating, basically. Moo Moo with some reggae. New Moon with some reggae. New Moon with some reggae. New Moon. What better way to celebrate? So we're going to slide right into this shamanic meditation. Yeah. Woo. All right, my lovelies. Oh, really? 27%. Okay, so you know how it is. You know the deal. You know the dealio. I may start singing, I may start chanting, I may start doing whatever, but I feel like we're gonna do a shamanic drum meditation, a shamanic drum circle for manifesting. I feel like this is a good idea to put this into the works. And to really just get this going, to really just put it out there. I think this is my first new moon live drumming for manifesting. So, you know, again, just relax, just enjoy, see what your angels have to bring you, catch a vision. If you actually want to visualize and have a controlled reverie, a controlled visualization, you do that too. If you have question, ask your guides. This is for you. So whatever you want to do, you just want to sit back and take in the drumming, this is all for you. Thank you. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. That's right. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I hope you were able to connect in that drumming. I hope you were able to feel the healing, even if you didn't get anything. It's all about the healing. It's all about the healing frequency. Undercover angel, midnight fantasy.
I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away over dreams. I have picked out a perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, over love. Just to find I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find the love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. Did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, over love, over me. A chance, and maybe with a chance you will find you too like I, overjoyed, over loved over you.
I feel boom, 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 boom. Thank you.
there. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston medium. That's right. Ooh, PSA of the day. Really? Wow. Just cut me off. Cut me off, why don't you? Just do a little bit of cutting. Cut. I'm just kidding. Okay, so while that's, wow, binder just broke. Things are malfunctioning. I'm getting a PSA. Oh, look at this long PSA. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the initiative and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Did I just say initiative? I said inattentive. See, that's what I get. Oh, this is a public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. See, that's what I get for making fun of a Boston accent. See? I can't read. No, just kidding. I can't. I can't. I swear I can't. Anyways, that's malfunctioning. So all you get to do is listen to my voice right now. It's great. It's really great. Anyways, I did not have coffee today. Like, I did in, like, just a little bit in the morning, but that's very little for me. I'm usually about 3 cups a day, some energy drinks, some whatever else, Celsius on the side. It's bad. It's really bad. So today I'm like, no. I had a nightmare, Dr. Phil. Everybody keeps telling me no. No, I'm just kidding. But really, I couldn't. I wanted to drink coffee more throughout the day, but I couldn't. I, like, legit could not drink coffee. I was about to have, like, a serious panic attack. Anyway, so that's my body being, I hope it's final, because my body sometimes will just reject certain things. And I don't know if that happens to you, if your body's just like, yeah, no, not again. We're done. And you can't, like, ingest anything anymore. Anyways, we have 5 minutes, so I know we're going into the message, and I'm a little kooky right now because I don't have my tuck-ins. I'm not joking. I'm a little kooky because I don't have my tuck-ins. Anyways, I was just laughing to someone. I was like, yeah, I basically have no personality because now that I'm not on coffee. I'm just kidding. That's not even real. Anyway, so the message, come on, spirit, give us a message. As we wait, infinite spirit, what's the message coming in right now? No, you're not supposed to have a dead air. Okay, so right now we're going to, just in the impromptu, the simultaneity right now that's coming in, spirit, is the message is, it's important to be able to just go with the flow of certain things. Sometimes what makes our situations worse is when we try to overanalyze things, when we try to overanalyze situations and why something's not working or why this or that or this, and we're trying to do too much problem solving. If you're doing too much problem solving this week and you're kerfuffled with all kinds of things, that means this is a time to just completely, your brain sometimes just needs to get turned off and you need to take a second. Like, for instance, today I went outside and I just sat and I read. And sometimes all we need to alleviate stress or racing thoughts or thinking, or if you can't turn your brain off, sometimes we really just need to be in nature. And I feel like there's just an ongoing message about being outside in nature. And sometimes we think, Spirit is saying, don't make a situation bigger than it is, because sometimes a issue is very simple to solve. Sometimes we do things like, okay, I'm going to go drink, or I'm going to go smoke crack, or I'm going to, no, I'm just kidding. Whatever your thing is to numb something out. I was just kidding about the crack. Like I was saying, I wanted to drink coffee so bad. I was just like, I'm not feeling chipper. Let me drink. But then Spirit was just like, you're not drinking nothing. You're going to sit here with your emotions. And sometimes you need to sit with your emotions. You need to sit with your feelings. You need to sit with the uncomfortable things. And my body literally would not allow it. Like, even if I wanted to go drink coffee to get motivated and get going, it was just like not happening. They're like, you are not putting that in your system. You are paying attention. You're going to be here. You're going to be present, and you may not like it, but you need to face it. And that is the message, is that this is a time right now that we need to face the things we don't want to face, the feelings, the emotions, all of those things that make us feel kind of, you know, yuck inside, because there's transitioning going on. Your new self is calling to you. Your old self is dying. I know it seems like it's happening every other week. It is. That's what humans are. We're constantly evolving. We really are. So in order to really continue what it is, you know, because everyone's feeling it, you know, it is the new moon. It's people are moving in. People are moving out. You know, it's a very transitory place we live in. Boston is the city is very transitory. It's a lot of schooling. So there's a lot of people from out of town here. There's a lot of out-of-towners that's coming in and out. And that energy, it's not bad or good. It's just neutral. It is what it is. But take the positive from it. What positive can you take from this energy? You can take the constant changing, the constant growing, the constant evolving, and get on that energy. And with that energy, it's okay to feel the stuff that, you know, it's okay. You know, one day you may be a certain way and you're in your identity of, this is who I am and this is my image. And then next day you're not like that. And it's like, it's okay to change. It really is. Like, it's okay for me not to have 3 cups of coffee a day and energy drinks on top of it and Celsius on top of it. And think that I could just drink caffeine before I go to sleep and that's normal. It's not. So it's like things like that where it's okay to be like, okay, I need to stop doing that. I need to get on my evolution. I asked, where do I need to change? Where do I need to grow? And Spirit's like, for the 10th millionth time, this is where you need to grow. You know, and it's okay. You don't need to be embarrassed if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you know, as long as you keep trying and you keep going. Don't be embarrassed about it. But if we want to set intentions for the new moon, you have to be willing to step into your old, to step into your new self. So if you really want whatever it is that you want to manifest, but you want to make sure you're getting, you need to be clear what it is that you want, but you also want to be your best version of yourself so you can attract the best version of what it is you ask for. So it's really okay to be in a vulnerable space and not know and just not really be rocking out and rock and rolling. It's okay. It's okay to be humble, and it's okay to get back on earth and to get grounded and start all over again. So I love you so much. Please, I hope that message spoke to you, and I hope, you know, you can get out of here with flying colors after this message. So I'm going to leave you with a Beach Boy song called In My Room, because I think it's perfect for this message and I think it's perfect for the night. So I love you. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Ba. Okay. I don't know why I'm on this Boston accent trip, but it's funny and it's making me laugh. So anyways, here we go.
There's a can go and tell my secrets to in my room, in my room, in my room. in this world.